Blog Talk Radio.
From Dog Works Training Centers, Professional Canine Training Center in Denver, Colorado, this is the Dog Doctor. Committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogdoctorradio.com. The Dog Doctor is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now here is your host, Dr. Robert Forto, the Dog Doctor.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Dog Doctor Radio Show, brought to you by Denver Dog Works and presented by Twine Group Media. It is Independence Day weekend, and we're recording this a little bit early because right now I'm about 36,000 feet above Canada heading to Alaska. So before we get right into this, I want to introduce my co-host and business partner, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great.
What is going on the 4th of July?
Well, on the 4th of July, we will be closed, but we have a few dogs there doing Camp Works board and trains who will be worked and kept safe and sound from the fireworks displays and attractions that are going on throughout the weekend. On July 3rd, which is Saturday, we will still be having our group class at 4 o'clock, and I encourage anybody out in the Denver area to drop in and check us out for training.
Luckily, our location on Parker Road and Iliff is pretty far away from any fireworks displays, so we shouldn't have to worry about anything like that.
It is far from fireworks displays that are put on by cities and counties, but because we are in unincorporated Arapahoe County, there are quite a few fireworks stands in our neighborhood, and there are a lot of apartments that will be shooting off and doing the home-style fireworks. So that is quite upsetting for the dogs. In our own personal neighborhood, that is where the Camp Works dogs come in the evening. We have very few people that fire off fireworks, do poppers and sparklers and things like that. So I think that it'll be a nice evening for the dogs.
I do too. And this is always a tough holiday for dogs because so many dogs are afraid of fireworks and other noise phobias. And we're going to get into that in just a second. But before we do, I want you to mention a little bit about what dogs we have in our Camp Works programs. I know we have got several different types, including Lennox, who is now back from his little mini vacation. His owner is stationed over in Afghanistan, and he's going to be with us for about 12 weeks. And we got a brand new little puppy, a little French bulldog named Henry, our second Henry in a row. Can you tell us a little bit about those guys?
Yes, absolutely. We actually have more dogs than we typically have right now, but that's because it's 4th of July weekend. I took in a couple of friends' dogs. We do still have bull service dogs, Alaric and Toby, and they are doing quite well in their programs. Look for my articles out there on thehowlernews.com, and I'll let Robert describe what that's all about here in a moment. But, yes, Lennox came back after his two-day evaluation, and then he spent about 4 or 5 days with his owner. He is very happy to see me every moment of the day. In fact, if he's not with me, he's curled up in his little corner of my office just chilling out. He is still a little afraid and nervous around young men, including our son, but seems to be okay around older gentlemen like our friend Russell, who comes in and helps me out on Tuesdays. Cyrus is a golden retriever, 8 years old, here for some aggression management and just hanging out while his owner is moving from Memphis, Tennessee to Estes Park. Cyrus is doing quite well with our son Tyler, who he has taken to right away and bonded with. We have actually worked Cyrus through several aggression management classes, including your seminar that you did just this past weekend in June. And Cyrus was worked this week on Thursday in an aggression management class with myself and another client, and he's doing quite well. He is looking more and more to his handler or the person who has the leash and less at those little dogs. Quade is a Weimaraner that is with us for three-week Camp Works. He is in dire need of some confidence building. He has low self-esteem and a little bit of separation anxiety. He's just a little bit spoiled, but we're working on that with him. He does not like doing his obedience commands. Again, it's all because he's been spoiled. He's about 3 years old, and he'll be coming around. He's been with us for about 5 days. You did mention Henry. Henry was dropped off this morning. He's out in the backyard playing right now with Toby, and they're having a good time. He is a 15-week-old French bulldog, and we don't get those guys in very often, but he's a lot of fun.
And I know you just recently wrote about the French bulldog on your Examiner page at
I did because Denver, of Henry.
At the Denver Dog Training Examiner. That's what your title is over there. Can you tell us a little bit about what Behind the Breed is on your articles?
Behind the Breed is just a little inquisitive article about breeds that I am interested in, that I'm recently training, or that clients are coming to me asking me about that they're thinking about purchasing and bringing into their own homes. And, you know, I'm trying to feature breeds that people aren't aware of, that they don't get a lot of. So I've featured the French Bulldog. I have featured
Basenjis. The Siberian Husky, the Basenji,
yes.
The Oodles and Poos.
Oodles and Poos. That one was kind of special because it was about mixed breeds and all these designer breeds that are out there. This week I am doing the Belgian Malinois in honor of Lennox because he is a Belgian Malinois. And, you know, they're one of probably the most misunderstood breeds out there. People think that they're the cop dog and that they're big and mean and should be taken with a grain of salt and a lot of caution. And, you know, that's just not the case. They are very sweet. They're family-oriented dogs. And, yes, you should be careful around them, but you should be careful around any dog.
That's exactly right. And in just a couple of seconds, we're going to talk about fireworks and pets. But before we do, I want to mention that starting today, we have a very special segment called The Vet Corner with Dr. Holly Cogswell of Aurora Animal Hospital. And she's going to be with us every week on the Dog Doctor Radio Show. And the way that this is going to work is every week you can submit questions on our website at denverdogworks.com and just hit the button there that says, Ask a Vet, the Vet Corner on Dog Works Radio Shows. And what that will do is that will open up your email client, and you can send a question directly to our vet, Dr. Holly Cogswell, and she will answer them right here on the air.
And, you know, and she is such a friendly, knowledgeable person. And just so you know, we are the Dog Doctor Radio Show. We are Denver Dog Works, and she is a canine veterinarian. But if you've got other pets in your home, she'll be more than willing to answer a few of those questions as well.
You know, she was on a few weeks ago when we did a show on canine dementia. And what I found remarkable was is she does a lot of operations on fish.
Yes, and you were very intrigued by that, and so was I. But that is her specialty. She likes the fish and the reptiles.
So Dr. Holly Cogswell of Aurora Animal Hospital is our on-site vet on the Dog Doctor Radio Show, and we look forward to having her on every week with questions and comments from you guys, the listeners. Ask any question, and she will try her best to get you the best answer possible in about a five-minute segment. This isn't, you know, an hour show on just veterinary stuff. This is a very quick segment on a particular topic such as dental disease or the very unfortunate and scary pet euthanasia. We're talking about arthritis. We're talking about diet, all these sorts of things we will showcase with Dr. Holly Cogswell on our Vet Corner segment. So with that, Michelle, let's talk about fireworks and pets. I know it's a very busy weekend throughout the United States, all of us celebrating America's birthday on July 4th. So let's talk about our most favorite pastime on this weekend, fireworks and pets.
Yes, and, you know, outdoor pet safety and the dangers of fireworks around your furry friends is always an important topic here on the Dog Doctor Radio Show. And if you have any questions on this topic or any other topic, please consult your local trainer or veterinarian or give us a call at Denver Dog Works at 303-578-9881 anytime. You can always email us at train@denverdogworks.com. Dogs and fireworks. Keep your dog inside when fireworks are being let off. Close all windows and doors to help keep the noise to a minimum. Close the curtains so your pet cannot see the flashes. Turn on the TV or some music to drown out some of the firework noise. Block any dog doors and other ways for your pet to get outside. That way, if they do get scared, they cannot get out of the house and run the risk of being injured. Make sure your pet is wearing a form of identification. That way, if they do manage to escape, you can be easily contacted when your pet is found. Do not take your pet to a fireworks display. They may be a part of the family, but this is one trip they will be more than happy to miss. Do not tie your pet outside during fireworks, even if you are only popping into the house for a minute. Take your dog for a walk during daylight when fireworks are less likely to be let off. Avoid leaving your pet alone. They will feel safer with you around. Stay calm and act normally. This will help your pet to feel safer and lets them know nothing. There is nothing to fear. Another note before I let Robert get on here is it's a good idea to contact your local doggy daycare or a kennel and go ahead and board your dog for the entire weekend. It gives them an opportunity to take a break from the house and the noise, and most kennels and doggy daycares are situated in areas away from places where they're going to do displays.
That is true, and I remember just a couple of years ago I had a very serious case with fireworks and dogs. It was a chow chow, and they lived over by City Park in Denver where they set off quite a display, from my understanding. And this little chow was so fearful of these firework noises that she would run around the house, and what ended up happening is she busted through the plate glass front door window and took off running, and of course suffered some pretty severe injuries, and the poor dog ended up getting caught up by animal control, and all of this because of this terrible noise phobia that this little dog had, and it was relating to fireworks.
You know, when I was growing up, you know, my lab mix that we had, Tippy, she was literally deathly afraid of fireworks. But when we rescued her, I was 6 years old and she was about 6 months old, and we had taken her back home to her owner, and the kids, these were older kids, walked right up to her, pulled her by her ears, and popped off a pop gun right in her ear as a way to punish her. And needless to say, my dad took the dog back. But she had a fear of fireworks and loud noises her whole life, to the extreme where she literally would go through the sheetrock and the paneling in the garage to get into the house.
You know, that's a sad story, and there are so many stories like this around the 4th of July holiday. I remember just a couple of years ago as well, we took our old dog Aneke over to the Red, White, and You Festival in Littleton, and we sat through the fireworks show, and he didn't have a big problem with it except for those really loud booms. And the reason I say that is I've had Siberians for years, and they aren't a breed prone to this noise phobia with fireworks, and I know a lot of other breeds are. I can't name them right off the top of my head, but I do know that some breeds are more susceptible to this than others.
You know, and I think Aneke was more agitated at the fact that we weren't letting him roam around stealing hot dogs off of picnic blankets than he was about the fireworks. But, you know, in my experience, I know that the labs and the golden retrievers that I have had in my lifetime have been much more susceptible to the noise phobias than the Pomeranians and the Rottweilers and the German Shepherds that I've had. But, you know, my dog Toby, Alaska Malamute Wolf Hybrid, he was deathly afraid of noises as well.
Anything else you want to mention on this 4th of July holiday? It is July 3rd, and the big holiday is tomorrow. So a lot of people will be listening to this show before they partake in their activities tomorrow with or without their pet.
You know, I highly recommend that you take the moment and really think about your dog's health and sanity over this weekend. And if you're not going to be in the area and you're going to be leaving your dog home alone, even if it's for a couple of hours and you're up the street at the neighborhood picnic, opt to take that dog to doggy daycare or to a kennel for an overnight or even for the entire weekend. It's worth the investment all around for you and your pet.
That's exactly right. So fireworks and your pet, a very important subject. All right, so this is the moment that we've been building up for about a month and a half now. We're going to do our Ask a Vet Vet Corner segment with Dr. Holly Cogswell of Aurora Animal Hospital, and here she is.
Hi, this is Dr. Holly Cogswell from Aurora Animal Hospital, and I want to talk a little bit about allergies in dogs and cats today. Allergies can be a year-round problem or they can be seasonal. Most of the time in the spring, summer, and fall is when we see our biggest incidence of these signs of allergies in a dog, or when they come over and rub their face really aggressively on the carpet or if you're my dog on the couch, kitties will tend to pull their hair out and scratch their faces until they lose their fur and actually will bleed. There's a lot that can be done for allergies. You can go through a test like they do for humans where you actually inject a little bit of the allergen under the skin and do a true allergy test, find out if your dog is allergic to his food, if he's allergic to cottonwood trees, to the grass, to the dust. Then it allows you to kind of avoid these things, or you can even go and have allergy shots. Unfortunately, allergy shots only work maybe about 50% of the time, at least 25% of the time they're not going to work at all. Most effective treatments seem to be starting with shampooing. Definitely go to your vet, find out the right shampoo. Some dogs need to have a degreasing shampoo, while other dogs need to have moisture put in. Over-the-counter antihistamines are wonderful, things like Benadryl, but again, get a dose from your veterinarian. Fatty acids seem to be a cornerstone of a lot of therapy. That means fish oils, flaxseed oils. Most of the time, these dogs and cats have opened their skin enough that they need to have an antibiotic for a week or two. Probably the mainstay of these treatments, unfortunately, still seems to be steroid therapy. Steroids you can use in the short term. I usually like to use them for 1 to 2 weeks maximum. Steroids in the body long term cause animals to drink a lot, pee a lot, breaks down their muscle tissue, breaks down their chondroitins in their cartilage, and can cause some serious long-term damages to the body. So you never want to keep your dog on these year-round. If your dog is allergic to the wool carpet in your house, to dust, something that is just really hard to avoid, sometimes they need to go on a drug called Atopica. This is an immune modulator that you can give safely every day if you have to, and it really seems to solve your problems. Certainly not as cheap as steroids, but it's a fabulous alternative. Occasionally, dogs and cats are allergic to their food, which is probably the easiest thing because you can change them to what we call a hypoallergenic diet, which for dogs, I often start with a fish and potato diet. Kitties tend to go on a venison diet, and that can often solve a cat's problem immediately. Dogs often still need to go on a lot of these other supplement treatments with the shampooing, the Benadryl, the omega fatty acids. The hard thing with allergies is it's usually not one thing you can change to help your pet. You kind of have to do a layering effect. So again, go to your veterinarian, help them back into a diagnosis that this really is allergies, and you can come up with a good solid treatment to help your pet out, because itching year-round is not a good quality of life. If you have any more questions, please let us know. Write into live@dogdoctorradio.com. If you want to know more about me, look at auroraanimalhospital.com.
And that was Dr. Holly Cogswell of Aurora Animal Hospital in our weekly vet segment, The Vet Corner. Michelle, what do you think of that?
You know, I think it's great. So many people are contacting us via our website, via the show, asking me personally. You know, you guys are really getting out there. We're kind of known as the movers and shakers right now in the dog industry, and that's a good thing because you're not a vet, but a lot of people think that you are. So I'm glad to have Dr. Holly Cogswell out there as our vet corner person. I just hope that we don't get mistaken for the Tonight Show, you being Johnny and me being Ed McMahon. That would totally suck.
There you go. So every week, this point forward, we're going to have Dr. Holly Cogswell on and her Vet Corner segment. If you have questions for her, live@dogdoctorradio.com. Next week, we have a very special show for you. We're having on dog trainer extraordinaire Kyle Warren and the producer of his brand new movie, Canine Instinct, coming to you live from the beautiful mountains in upstate New York. Kyle and Nicholas will be on the Dog Doctor Radio Show.
Well, that one's been a long time coming. We've been excited about getting them on for a couple of months since we were able to review their video.
It's my understanding that Kyle was just recently married. I know in the film he features his girlfriend, and they were doing quite a bit of work together, but now they're a happy newlywed couple.
So his excuse was a honeymoon?
I guess so.
We got ditched for a honeymoon. That's all right.
That's okay. So next week, the Canine Instinct producer and star, Nicholas Goodman and Kyle Warren. Canine Instinct film will be out very soon, and you can be able to purchase it right from the Blog Talk Radio Dog Works Radio Show website. That is blogtalkradio.com/dogworks. Or you can find us anywhere just by searching for us on Google at Denver Dog Works or the Dog Doctor Radio Show. Michelle, what do you want to close with today?
Well, I'd just like to remind everybody that this show was about fireworks and safety, and take the time next year, if you haven't done so this year, and get with your local boarding facility and board your pet over the 4th of July weekend.
So have a happy 4th. We will update you on our Alaska trip next week as well. My name is Robert Forto. Never forget your dreams. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.